This is BlackAmericaWeb.com News.
The Affordable Care Act is here to stay. Someday our grandkids will ask us if there was really a time when America discriminated against people who get sick.
Powered by News One.
And we start off with some good news. We are loving it that this single mom rented a billboard to praise her gentleman son. Here's the story. Proud mom Ovella O'Neill of Southern New Jersey decided to shout her son's praises to the world as a high school graduation gift for her son, Al Jelani, or AJ Igwe. She rented a large billboard that read, "A mother can't raise a son, but I raised a gentleman."
Aww.
It was a congratulations message for her son posted near AJ school in Camden, New Jersey, also intended to serve as an inspirational message for other single parents. And AJ is going on to college, pursuing a bachelor's degree in engineering at a school in New Jersey, Rowan University.
And when he graduates from college, what is she going to do? Get a skywriter?
Okay. That is what we're loving. Brought to you by McDonald's. It is Friday, June 26, 2015. Happy birthday to our friend Michael Vick, celebrating a birthday today.
All right.
Word of the Supreme Court's decision on the Affordable Care Act reached the courthouse steps yesterday. Supporters were jubilant inside the courtroom. They say the mood was tense as the Chief Justice John Roberts summarized the 6-3 ruling upholding billions of dollars in subsidies for Americans in every state to buy insurance. Congress passed the Affordable Care Act to improve health insurance markets, he said, not to destroy them. Opponents argued Congress wrote the law to make tax credits only available to people who buy health insurance through exchanges established by the state. But only 16 states actually created their own exchanges, so that would leave more than 6 million people in 34 states empty-handed who buy insurance and get subsidies through the federal healthcare.gov website. And it was quite contentious in the courtroom. They say that Antonin Scalia was very unhappy when they were talking about the majority decision. And Scalia reasoning, he called the court's reasoning absurd, interpretive jiggery, pokery, and pure applesauce. He said we should start calling this law SCOTUS scare. And he says that they are looking for ways now to change the law, and they will have to do this from a legislative standpoint. But here's the other part of this, guys, Tom and Atheon. They're talking about now impeaching some members of the Supreme Court. The Republicans are, because they don't like the fact that this law was upheld.
Man, get over it.
I'm telling you.
Get over it.
I'm telling you.
It's been, what, 5 years?
Yes.
That they've been fighting this?
They've been fighting. This is the second time.
And how many lawsuits?
Countless.
It's like in the hundreds, isn't it?
Yes. And this is the second time it's come up in the Supreme Court. So it's reached the Supreme Court 2 times. But as you said, it has been bandied about hundreds of times.
Okay. So will it go back to the Supreme Court a third time?
I don't think it will before the president's term is up. But you will have this being a major focus point during the presidential election.
What about Clarence Thomas? How did he vote?
How do you think he voted?
Okay, 16 before the hour. This is the TJMS.